At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello. Today, we're going to learn 15 must-know grocery shopping words together. Hello and welcome to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, and with extremely slow English, I will help you speak with confidence. In this episode, we're going to learn how to go grocery shopping, step by step. And don't worry, I speak slowly to make sure you understand every single word. In this video, first, you'll listen to a simple story that uses 15 important grocery shopping words. Second, we'll go over the vocabulary again with easy meanings. Third, we'll practice the words with some fun, simple questions. And finally, you'll hear a real conversation in a grocery store using the same words. Are you ready? Let's begin. Part 1. Story. Now listen to the story carefully. It's Saturday morning. I need to go grocery shopping. Before I leave, I write a shopping list. I want to remember what to buy. At the store, I grab a shopping cart. It's big and has wheels. Some people use a basket, but I need a lot of food today. I walk through the first aisle. On the shelf, I see pasta and rice. I check my shopping list again. Yes, I need rice. I put it in the cart. Now I go to the dairy section. I pick up milk, butter, and cheese. Next, I find the produce, fruits, and vegetables. I get apples, lettuce, and carrots. Then I go to the canned food aisle. I get 2 cans of soup and 1 can of beans. I look at the price. 1 can is on sale. That's great. Now I'm ready to pay. I go to the checkout. The cashier scans my items and smiles. I give her the money. She gives me a receipt. It shows what I bought and how much I paid. I take a bag, put everything inside, and go home. Grocery shopping is done. Part 2. Let's review the vocabulary with easy meanings. 1. Shopping list. A note with the food you need to buy. 2. Cart. A large basket on wheels to carry your food. 3. Basket. A small container you carry for shopping. 4. Aisle. The space between shelves. 5. Shelf. A flat surface where items are placed. 6. Dairy. Milk, cheese, butter, and other milk products. 7. Produce. Fruits and vegetables in the store. 8. Canned. Food that comes in a metal container. 9. Price. How much something costs. 10. Sale. A lower price than usual. 11. Checkout. The place where you pay for your groceries. 12. Cashier. the person who takes your money at the checkout. 13. Pay. To give money for something you buy. 14. Receipt. A piece of paper that shows what you bought and paid for. 15. Bag. Something you use to carry your groceries. Part 3. Let's practice with simple questions. I'll ask a simple question. You answer with the vocabulary that you have learned. Ready? Here's the first one. What do you write to remember what to buy? Shopping list. Yes, a shopping list helps you plan before you go. Next one. What do you use to carry many things with wheels? Cart. That's right. You push a cart around the store. Try this one. What small container do you carry in your hand? Basket. Well done. A basket is lighter than a cart. How about this? What is the space between shelves called? Aisle. Good job. You walk through the aisles to find items. Let's keep going. Where are the products placed? Shelf. Exactly. Items are placed on the shelf. Here's another one. What section has milk, cheese, and butter? Dairy. That's correct. The dairy section has all those things. Now try this. Where do you get fruits and vegetables? Produce. Nicely done. Produce means fresh fruits and veggies. Almost there. What word means food in a metal container? Canned. Yes, canned food lasts a long time. Let's go on. What tells you how much something costs? Price. Right again. You check the price before you buy. What about this one? What do you call a lower price than usual? Sale. Great. A sale means the price is lower than normal. We're doing great. Where do you go to pay for your groceries? Checkout. Perfect. You go to the checkout at the end. Try this one. Who takes your money at the end of shopping? Cashier. That's right. The cashier helps you pay. Let's keep going. What do you do when you give money for something you buy? Pay. Exactly. You pay before you leave the store. We're almost done. What piece of paper shows what you bought and how much you paid for? Receipt. You got it. Keep your receipt just in case. Last one. What do you put your groceries in to carry them home? Bag. Excellent. You carry your items in a bag. Great work. You answered all the questions. The more you practice, the easier it gets. Part 4. Real grocery store conversation. Let's listen to a real conversation in a grocery store. Before each part, I'll describe what's happening. Listen carefully. You'll hear all the words we learned. Jonas walk into the store and see a worker near the entrance.
Hello. Do you need a cart or a basket?
I'll take a cart, please. I have a long shopping list.
Great. The produce is in aisle 2, and dairy is in aisle 5.
Thank you. I'll grab some apples and then head to the dairy section.
After picking up your dairy items, you notice a special offer in the canned food aisle.
Excuse me, is this soup really on sale?
Yes, it's buy one, get one free today.
Awesome. I'll take 2 cans, then.
Good choice. All the canned food is right down aisle 4, top shelf.
Got it. Thanks.
Later, Jonas walked to the checkout and stand in line. Now it's your turn.
Hello. Did you find everything?
I'm ready to check out.
That will be $24.50. Here's your receipt.
Yes, I did. Here's my bag.
You too.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
That's it for today's episode of Magic 4 English. Now you know 15 easy and useful words to use when you go grocery shopping. Keep practicing, keep listening, and keep speaking. You're doing amazing. In the next video, we will be talking about asking for directions. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the episode. I'm Daniel. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.